I have to take Mr. Ouyang from Company X out drinking tonight. I have a lot of people to take out this week. This guy's company is one of our most important clients. I'd better do a good job entertaining him. Ah, so what the manager likes best is sake. The manager is a heavy drinker. It's going to be hard to keep up with him. This place has delicious oysters. I wish they'd hurry up and serve us. I'm having a hard time keeping the conversation going. Uh-oh, my feet have gone to sleep on me. There are a lot of good-looking hostesses at this club. I'd better come up with something interesting to talk about.
Aha, so it's golf that turns the manager on. Whew, now the conversation's starting to roll. I'd like to wrap things up now. What should I do if he wants to go another round? I took the trouble to rearrange my schedule, but he doesn't even want to go another round. Maybe I shouldn't keep on singing so much. After all, I'm the host. I'd better go ahead and sing the first song. Yuck! He's a terrible singer. At this place, I have to pay the bill out of my own pocket. I'm spending way too much money on wining and dining.
It's about time I called him a taxi. This guy really lays it on thick. His nonstop flattery is getting on my nerves. I wonder if he really liked it. Phew, I'm glad that's over with. Oh, I'll get home after midnight again? This guy just can't hold his liquor. Okay, the negotiations are going to be a success. I know it. Next time, I'll be a little more generous with my whining and dining. If all this whining and dining doesn't do the trick, I'm in trouble. My entire Sunday was shot because I had to take some clients out golfing.
I don't want to waste my day off on something like that. Why does he even try to play golf? He's terrible. Oh, no. Taking him home is going to be a real drag. How can they expect us to do business with them after being such cheapskates? He's not very attentive to his guests. Next time, I want someone to take me out.
I check to make sure our schedules don't conflict. I reserve a table at a restaurant. I go and pick up the guests. I take off my jacket. I sit down on my heels. I sit cross-legged. I give the waiter our order. I pick up my glass. I pour some beer. I hold a pair of chopsticks in my hand. I light up a cigarette. I sing to a karaoke backup. I sing with someone in duet. I applaud. I pay the tab. I open the door of the company car. I tell the driver where I want to go. I hang my coat up on a hanger. I get drunk. I snap out of it for a moment. I pay a compliment. I go to the restroom. I wash my hands. I wipe my hands. I go on to the next bar. I take out a lighter. I hold the mic.
What's up? You look nervous. I have to take Mr. Abel from CBA Corporation out drinking tonight. Hey, CBA is one of our most important clients. I see why you're nervous. Yeah, I have to do a good job entertaining him, or the boss will kill me, so to speak. Is the boss going too? Yeah, and he's a heavy drinker. It's going to be hard keeping up with him. Maybe you shouldn't try. If you drink too much, you might have trouble keeping the conversation going. I'll have trouble in any case. All the boss ever thinks about is golf, which I've never played in my life. And I hear Abel's main interest is stamp collecting. Hey, why don't you take him to this club I know in... There are a lot of good-looking hostesses there. That could make up for the poor quality of the conversation. Yeah, that's a good idea. But the boss doesn't want to spend a lot of money. He's such a cheapskate. Well, I guess you could pay half the bill out of your own pocket. But I always end up doing that. I'm spending half my salary on entertaining clients, and the boss never even thanks me. You know, maybe you should drink a lot tonight. I think so.